it's because the concept is, what if a man had no weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he's going around doing whatever he wants. He's having sex with whoever he wants.
Oh,
he's,
interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's taking money, but he's not inherently evil either. So you can rob banks on Tuesday, and the next day he stops a bank robbery, and people are like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Literally, whatever."
I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. He doesn't care.
I have no weaknesses.
I have no weaknesses. Some days I feel very guilty, but then I think I'm basically God, and no one will bring me down.
Yeah.
Well, that could that guy die, or is he immortal?
No, he's immortal.
Oh,
he can die if he wants, but he doesn't want to yet.
Does he? How big is his penis? Because that could be this one
as big as he wants.
Whoa, he can.
Yeah,
he can
with
bend.
His mind. Yeah,
he can bend the very fabric of being.
Mm-hmm.
That is a strong guy.
Yeah.
So basically, he's just like, it'd be like if you were playing in The Sims, and you get to play as a cheat code in The Sims.
Yeah.
Right. There's no bad guys. There's no plot conflicts.
You just steal
your
guy's neighbor's wife.
Super.
That was my favorite part of The Sims.
The cheating
Sims, from my neighbor's
in
wife.
In The Sims, because they speak like, you know, they're like, but I can't remember if you have a black character. Is he like, does that happen in the game?
I'm going to say no, but I'm not positive.
All right. I just wanted to check.
It would be awesome. Okay, now what about a Chinese?
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
it's just big Chinese.
They're speaking perfect Mandarin, and everyone's like, yep. Mm-hmm. Such gibberish.
Yeah. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, you guys ever play The Sims?
Yeah. I used to be more into Sim City, though.
Mm.
Yeah. I was more of a political mind. Yeah.
My friend had The Sims on his computer, and then me and my other friend would go to his house to play it. Mm-hmm. And we would have to, like, take turns.
So that sucks.
Yeah, because
it's one of the worst take turns.
Going over
games.
To your friend's house to play a one-player game.
Play a one-player game.
No, if it's levels, you switch off at different levels and shit.
Uh-huh.
But The Sims is like, you build
we do
family.
Like 30 minutes each, and there was some, like, minor dispute about going over 5 minutes or whatever, and then which turned into, I think, like, a borderline physical fight. Like, you know, one of those, like, fights 11-year-olds get in where maybe one punch is thrown.
Yeah.
And then not speaking for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Because of The Sims. Which I don't remember ever, like, being... I don't know how to play the game. I just remembered that you could, like, lure people into your house and then put them in, like, a room with 9 ovens in it and then just speed up time until they burn themselves to death.
Yeah, you could trap them in a room with no bathroom,
but all
and
of
just watch them piss themselves to death.
Yeah, all the other, like, you know, if you have multiple people that are playing one game of The Sims, you could just lure your friend's, like, daughter to your house and kill their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to play, and they're like, "What happened to my daughter?" I'm like, "Oh, she burned to death in my house."
Was there police in The Sims?
I don't think so. No, it's a perfect society.
Right.
You could just murder.
It's a perfect libertarian society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can fuck as many children as you want.
You can BTK anyone you want.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a license to drive a car. You're some dumb bitch that is blind. Guess what? You get to drive a car.
Yeah, it's not the government's...
Because of liberty.
Yeah.
You guys ever fuck with The Sims?
Yeah.
That shit was awesome, dude.
It's a lot friendlier than The
Scrims.
The Scrims.
The Sims, you could fuck with people.
We all hanging out playing The Scrims.
The Scrims.
You put them in a little ass house. I got my little ass house here. My man got a job. My man putting on his clothes. Ooh, he said grand piano. Love The Scrims.
The Scrims.
Oh, fuck.
The only available jobs.
I love the critiques of, you know, people get mad at this show on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Someone will just, like, clip something like that and be like, "This is a fucking minstrel show." And it's like, yeah, pretty much. I don't know what to tell you.
Some old-ass black guy playing The Sims and calling it The Scrims is really funny.
I mean, that does it for me. I guess I won't kill myself just this instant. I'll wait until I stop thinking about the scrims.
The only jobs on the scrims are mall security guard and nail.
Oh, yeah. Private security and door to door knife sales.
Yeah. Braiding hair in your kitchen.
Cutco.